I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report in conversation with Montreal newscaster Hudson Foga, back from Amish country, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. But as I understand it, Hudson, the Amish don't really want contact with the outside world, so how can you as the visitor experience them?
Well, it's the tourism industry around them that's really thriving. It employs as many people in Lancaster County as there are Amish themselves. That is over 16,000 people. Well, many Amish themselves have bacon craft shops, roadside stands, farmers markets, that kind of thing. But many in the tourist biz are actually Mennonites who are open to sharing their culture. The bed and breakfast I stayed at, neighboring an Amish farm, is run by a young couple who've renovated a barn into a beautiful suite, closely related to the culture, but they aren't in it anymore, so they can tell you all about it. There are horse and buggy rides that you can take with Amish people, tours of old homesteads, covered bridges there. For a real-time cultural event, you have to go to an auction sale. You can get a rocking chair, a doll, or antique. The variety is astounding, but what you really want to look for are the quilts. They call this the quilt capital of the USA. Always remember one Saturday looking off a bridge at a small town named Gordonville. Virtually thousands of people gathered at all the different stations, a mix of people, city clothes, ordinary clothes from the locals, and the plain clothes of the Amish people. Yes, you can speak to them. They're people. They're very polite and straightforward. But please don't take photos. They think that's vain, and it'll likely make them turn their backs on you.
The name of the bed and breakfast that Hudson stayed at, the Stony Hill Barn Bed and Breakfast, 717-786-4337. Information on Lancaster County at 1-800-PA-DUTCH. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Better Road, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Better Road, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel World.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report, in studio with Malcolm Andrews, Public Affairs Director at Via Rail, and talking about something that you can only get on Via Rail. And some people take the train just to get these, and then we're talking about the truffles.
Yeah, amazingly as it would sound, Willem, I don't think I ever thought, working at Via, that the chocolate truffles we serve in our Via One first class service after the evening meal would ever become a point of conversation. In fact, we pride ourselves on changing our menu choices quite frequently, at least a couple of times a year on all our services, whether it's Via One or on the Transcontinental train. But we've tried to change those lovely Belgian-made chocolate truffles a few times, and we just about had our regular Via One customers mutiny on the bounty, as it were. And so they've been back, and we will never, just to reassure everyone who loves them, we will never get rid of those truffles. They're only available to Via. They're exclusive to us. No one else knows the recipe. No one else knows where they come from, and we're not going to tell.
Just to give people a picture of what these truffles are like.
Sure.
Picture a mini cupcake about an inch in diameter, and this is like almost a pure, delicious chocolate cup, high cocoa content for chocolate lovers. And in the middle is a ganache mixture in almost like a rosebud.
Absolutely. There's always the dark chocolate, no matter what train you're traveling on, and then there's always one other choice, and there are several different, and those do vary and they change. Right now, I think this month we're offering lemon, we're offering mint, banana, and orange. But next month, that could vary. But the dark chocolate ones are always there as well.
And there's no preservatives. They are fresh. If you're having them on the train, they were made within 12 hours. Take the train just for the chocolate. You'll enjoy the ride, too. I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report.
This has been a NASCOR marketing production.